Welcome in to the Locked On Stars podcast. I'm your host, Kenneth Nash, joining you here on Wednesday as we continue our dive into the Dallas Stars players' season evaluations. That's a long title. We got to work on the title of these are, I guess, what we're doing, the description. But breaking down the seasons for individual Dallas Stars players, we've done a few already. We did John Klingberg to start things off. We've done Roope Hintz. We've done a combo episode of Mark Pesic and Sammy Vatanen, and that's what's going to come your way again on this one, another combo episode today. We're going to talk about the two checking line forwards, members of that FCC line, who are UFAs, talk about their seasons and how they did. That's Andrew Cogliano and Blake Comeau. We'll talk about those two forwards, what they did this season. Is there a path for either one to return to the Stars next year? We'll talk about that, grade their years, all of that on today's show. Today's show brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app in the iOS App Store, and you can tune in to our live Locked On Stars rooms. Chat with me, chat with other fans, have your thoughts heard. It's Locker Room. Go download the app in the iOS App Store. Join me Sundays, usually when we do it. Shoot for about 4:30, somewhere in there. I provide time updates as we get a little bit closer, but make sure you do that. Locker Room, changing the way that we talk sports. Let's go ahead and before we dive in, just want to refresh you on some of the news. Obviously, the NHL playoffs are in full swing. There's been some really, really great games to kind of update you on where things are at. The St. Louis Blues have been eliminated from the postseason. They were swept by the Colorado Avalanche 4-0. Vegas currently up 3-2 on the Minnesota Wild. Looks like Vegas likely going to meet Colorado in the second round out of the west side of the Stanley Cup playoffs. That'll be a really, really nice matchup, assuming that happens. Toronto leads the Canadiens 3-1. Maybe it looks like Toronto maybe overcoming those early playoff woes we've seen over the past couple of seasons. The Oilers swept in 4 by Winnipeg. Brutal, brutal showing from an Edmonton team that, despite having two of the best offensive players in the entire game, and Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl, still just it's not happening for them. And they get swept. So it looks like we're going to see Winnipeg and Toronto in the second round. As it stands right now, the Islanders, the 4 out of the East, 1-3 on the Pittsburgh Penguins. Pittsburgh facing elimination. Those teams play later today. So probably by the time you hear this, there's a good chance by the time you hear this, you may have already heard, because we're recording this in the afternoon, may already know the result of that one. But Pittsburgh could be eliminated. If New York wins, the Islanders win, they would face off against the Bruins, who eliminated the Capitals 3-2, so potentially two upsets out of the East Division. The Bruins upset the Capitals 4-1. And then in the Central, Carolina up 3-2 on Nashville, looking to move past the Predators. Meanwhile, Florida hanging around. They still trail 3-2 against Tampa Bay. As it stands, looks like we're going to see Carolina and Tampa Bay square off in the Central, which would be another really, really good matchup, fun matchup, and I think the two best teams that we saw in the Central Division this year, despite the fact that Tampa Bay was a 3-seed. I do think that they're one of the two best teams. So the playoffs really starting to take some shape here. We've seen some really, really good action. I've seen some fantastic series, some fantastic showing. Colorado looks like a juggernaut. They're going to be an issue for years to come in the Central Division. New York, I told you, I said, they are a team to watch out for in the postseason. They play a style of hockey and a brand that is amicable in the playoffs, that goes well in with the playoffs and playoff atmospheres, and you know, they're built in a way that they're going to contend in the postseason, and they're looking to upset the Penguins in round one. So don't be surprised by that fact. We've talked about that on this show. We've got there's a good slate of games on later tonight. Being Wednesday, of course, you've got New York, Pittsburgh with the Penguins facing elimination, Florida, Tampa Bay, Florida facing elimination in that game, and then the late game tonight is Vegas, Minnesota. Vegas looking to cinch up that series. Tomorrow, Thursday, which we'll be back beforehand, but you've got Toronto, Montreal, with Toronto looking to win that series in 5, and then Carolina looking to finish off the Predators in 6. That would round off most of the first round games. Potentially could most of the first round could be pretty much over. Actually, I guess technically all the first round could be over by the end of tomorrow. So we'll keep an eye on that. But a lot of good news coming around, coming from around the NHL, and a lot of Dallas Stars news popping up over the past couple of days. Jason Robertson has had a really, really good time with Team USA, skating at the World Championships. Robertson is obviously, we talked about Robertson's big time goal the other night, which was just some unbelievable hand eye coordination. I guess that was late last week. Hand eye coordination knocked down a puck that was about thigh high at the blue line on the breakaway and come in and score the goal. He's got 4 points in 3 games, which is tied for the team high in scoring for Team USA. But Robertson playing very, very well, showing that certainly not a fluke. We're gonna get the Calder finalist here in a couple of weeks. So we'll see for sure a Calder finalist list. We'll see for sure that Jason Robertson, he should be in the finalists, but we'll get official word on that here on June 3rd is when the Calder Trophy finalist will be announced. So got a little time until then. I guess that's next week. I say a couple of weeks. It's next week, isn't it? It's all starting to run together now. The months and weeks and days are all starting to kind of run together now. So we'll get news on that. And then the other news that came out here today, earlier today, I retweeted this. If you did not see it, and this is coming from Elliot Friedman, tweeting out that he's hearing that Dallas assistant Todd Nelson will interview for openings in Arizona and Columbus. So Todd Nelson, longtime Dallas Stars assistant coach, is going to be doing some interviewing this offseason. Not a surprise. He's been a name that's kind of circulated in the past, but he will interview for jobs in Arizona and Columbus this offseason. So that'll be a storyline to follow. It'll be interesting to see if the Stars have any kind of turnover on the coaching staff, because despite missing the playoffs, this is still, I think, a pretty highly thought of coaching staff around the league. And it'll be interesting to see if there's any kind of turnover with the Stars, especially because you look at this team and they've got some assistants that have really been there quite a while and you know, had some really good showing and really good impressive production in their time in Dallas. So today's episode, though, we got the news out. Today's episode is about Andrew Cogliano and Blake Como, talking about those two players, both UFAs now, both on that checking line for the Dallas Stars. How did they do this season? Did either of them maybe punch a ticket to being back on this team, or is there a door maybe opening for either of these players to get back on this Dallas Stars team come next season? We'll talk about that right around the corner here on the Locked On Stars podcast. Before we do, this episode was brought to you by Locker Room, the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app's free to download. Once you're in, you can talk with me, other fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. I'll be hosting rooms for Locked On Dallas Stars once a week, so you can finally join in on the conversation you listen to every single day. The Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations about the league. You can go follow the NHL channel. It's a ton of fun. We did one on Sunday, and you're going to hear clips of that on Friday. By the way, quick plug, we have a mailbag Friday. If you got a question, fire it at Locked On Stars. We'll get to that on the show. We're going to cut some of our stuff from Locker Room and put it on there. So you're going to get, if you join us, there's a good chance you're going to hear yourself on the Locked On Stars podcast later on in the week. So go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NHL group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Kenneth_Nash19 to be notified when my room goes live. I know you won't want to miss out. I'm planning to be live this week, Sunday. We usually do it about 4 p.m. Can't wait to hear everyone's thoughts on the Dallas Stars. See you there. Locker Room, changing the way that we talk sports. Also want to tell you about the best tasting protein bar ever. Everybody say it with me, Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar ever. You've heard me say it, you know it's true. Go try Built Bar today. If you haven't, what are you waiting for? They've got 9 delicious flavors. My favorite, the mint brownie, peanut butter brownie, really good too. They've got occasional limited time flavors as well that are unbelievable. They did holiday flavors like around Christmas time. All the flavors are just top notch. These bars are covered in 100% chocolate. They're soft, they're easy to chew. If you haven't tried all the flavors, go try a mix box where you get 2 of each of those 9 flavors. Most of the flavors have 17 grams of protein, only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 grams of net carbs. A couple of the other flavors have 18 grams of protein, just 180 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and just 5 grams of net carbs. 9 amazing flavors, all tasty, all healthy. Order today and get that raspberry or mint brownie or whatever you like. Go to BuiltBar.com, use promo code LOCKED15. Get 15% off your next order. That's promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. All right, so let's dive into it. We're going to talk about two Dallas Stars players here today, evaluate their seasons, evaluate their futures, potential futures with the Stars organization. Those players, of course, Andrew Cogliano and Blake Como, who were line mates, both checking line forwards, both gritty players, both guys who fill a very important defensive role for this team. Both of them out of contract now after, well, it will be when the official league season ends. They are UFAs this offseason, and both of them potentially could be gone from the Dallas Stars. We'll get to that in a second, though. Let's dive in. We'll start with Andrew Cogliano, who obviously came to the Dallas Stars via a trade with the Anaheim Ducks a few years back, came in and really kind of assumed a checking line forward role, a guy who is in the lineup almost every single night. He rarely misses games. He had an active games played streak that was only broken, not even by injury, but by suspension. He played in 54 games for the Stars this year, 5 goals, 6 assists, 11 total points. He was a minus 8, took 24 penalty minutes on this season. You look at Cogliano and you know, his season. Obviously, his role, first and foremost, is to generate the forecheck and to create pressure on the opposing team. Specifically, he generally is going to be matched up against some of the best forwards from the opposing team. That's a lot of what his job entails. He's a good skater, aggressive skater, not a big guy, but plays fairly physical, fairly quick on his skates. And he's a big part of generating the forecheck for the Dallas Stars. In his 2 years, or probably 3 years with the Dallas Stars, he's played 154 games, 31 points, minus 7 overall plus-minus rating, averaging a little under 13 minutes per night, although that number was much higher this year. Skated almost 14 minutes a night this season. You look at him, and obviously he started his career in Edmonton and then had an impressive stretch with Anaheim where he really kind of came into the fold as a top-notch NHLer and checking forward. He's been part of that really very, very talented and very important FCC line, the Radek Faksa, Andrew Cogliano, and then Blake Como line for the Dallas Stars that over the past couple of years, and you really kind of focus in on last year, was a big reason why the Stars were able to do some of the things they were able to do in terms of controlling games, controlling the tempo of the other team, slowing down the games, limiting high danger chances. That line played a big part, and you know, they kind of became a pet cat, to use a term that you hear a lot with, like, talking about prospects and stuff like that, a pet cat of Stars fans, right? Because what they did wasn't sexy, right? They weren't putting up unbelievable, you know, scoring numbers or anything like that. They weren't dominating the game and you know, just, you know, embarrassing opponents with their, you know, high level technical ability. No, they were gritty. They were grimy. They did the dirty work. They took other players out of the game, and they made it easier on the Stars' best forwards, best scoring forwards, to go do their job. And so, you know, last year they really emerged, and Cogliano was a big part of that. And the reason I want to pair him with Como is because they were on the line together, similar kind of roles, and obviously both UFAs. But Cogliano was a big part of that, came in and really kind of filled a need that the Stars didn't have. At the time that he came in, the Stars needed a player who could skate 12 to 13 minutes a night, checking minutes, match up against other teams, you know, kind of top guys, and create momentum, especially when the team was struggling for it. And that's what we saw a lot from this line, is the ability to create momentum when there wasn't any for the Stars. You could throw them out there when you were constantly facing shots and facing, you know, defensive zone time. If you got a clearance, if you got a puck clearance, or you got a face off in the neutral zone, or a face off, you know, if heaven forbid, in the attacking zone, and you got that line out there quickly enough, they made it very difficult a lot of the time for the opposing team to get out of their own zone. That's an invaluable trait to have. Now, that being said, last year that was a huge role, and that was a big reason why they were able to get to the spot that they were able to get to in the postseason. It was because everybody kind of bought into that mentality. These guys set the tempo a lot of nights, and it set the kind of the edge for a lot of the players who bought in and said, this is how we're going to win. We're going to be gritty. We're going to be dirty, and not dirty in like the, you know, illegal sense, but dirty in the sense of, like, you know, we're going to do the job that people don't want to do, right? We're going to throw the body around. We're going to take hits. We're going to play physical. May not always have the puck on our stick. May not always have the spotlight on us, but we're going to go make plays, and we're going to do everything we can to put our team in a chance to win it. And that was really a mentality that we saw the Stars buy into. And I think this line, Andrew Cogliano included, was a big part of that. Fast forward to this past year, not quite the same ability to control the game. And you saw the Stars at times, while these guys were still beneficial, and they still had some moments where I think they really, you know, were able to kind of dictate the pace of play and you know, slow things down when the Stars need to slow them down, ramp them up when the Stars need some energy. There was also a lot of times that they looked a little slow trying to slow down the opposition. And these guys took some penalties in some bad spots. And I think that there were times that they were just a little bit outmatched on the ice. And you know, some of it had to do with, you know, they had some injuries at different points, and you know, there was a lot of line shuffling at different points as well. But I thought Cogliano, after what we saw last year, I did not think he was quite as sharp this year in terms of what he brought to the team. I thought he was just a little half step slower. And when you're checking line forward, I mean, just in the game of hockey in general, half step slower is a big, big difference. And I thought that was certainly the case at times with Cogliano. Obviously, never a big points guy, but just the 11 points in 54 games, he was a -8. You know, some of the metrics, you know, show that the Stars really weren't that amazing when he was on the ice, you know, in terms of controlling the puck and controlling the game, which is a letdown. So he's had a contract this year. He made $3.25 million last season, 2020-2021. He's UFA. You know, and this will kind of tie into Blake Como, but, you know, when you're looking at the Stars and how they're going to build for next year and what roles and what holes do they need to fill for next year, the checking line is an interesting one, right? Because I think, you know, Sagan coming back healthy, assuming Sagan's back healthy, assuming Alexander Radulov's back healthy, assuming Roope Hintz is back healthy, assuming, you know, Joel Kiviranta is back healthy, or some of these guys are, assuming you're healthy, good to go for next season. I think your top six pencil themselves in one form or fashion, right? Whether you want to shuffle around or not, some form or fashion, your top six next year are going to be Alexander Radulov, Jamie Benn, Tyler Sagan, Joe Pavelski, Roope Hintz, Jason Robertson. Those six are taken care of, right? So you've got six forward spots, you know, that now are not filled. Radek Foxa obviously is going to be a part of your checking line. You've got him written in pen, so you mark that off. So that really leads two more forward spots next to him to kind of be in your checking line. Guys that are still in the mix with five spots essentially remaining. Guys that are still in the mix: Joel Kiviranta, Jason Dickinson, if he doesn't go in the expansion draft, which, like I said, we did an expansion draft preview on Monday. I think he is going to go in the expansion draft to the Seattle Kraken. But even if he's not, if he doesn't, Jason Dickinson, Joel Kiviranta is going to be in there. You've got guys like Denis Kurianov is still in that kind of conversation. You've got guys like Tanner Caro would still be around. You've got, you know, there's a handful of players. Ty DeLandria, you know, there's a handful. Nick Comano. I mean, there really is a handful of players that the Stars are going to have in those forward spots, and it really starts to whittle down very quickly what those forward spots are going to look like next year and what's available for some of these guys to try to compete for and try to fight for. And that's where I don't know that there's an opportunity for a 33-year-old Andrew Cogliano, who I don't think was amazing this year. Admittedly, nobody really on the team except for Hintz, Pavelski, and Robertson was amazing this year. There's some concern, I think, that you know, he's getting ready to turn 34. He'll turn 34 on June 14th. I'm not sure that there's a spot for him, especially when you look at this team that has some players that can do some similar things that he did. You know, whether it's the same ability that he did when he was kind of in his prime and in that sweet spot, I don't know. But I think there's some players on this team that can kind of fill a similar void. And then the Stars are also going to still want to go improve, right? It's not just while the Stars are largely going to run it back, they're going to want to go improve. They're going to want to go get some guys that can come in and make the team better. Is there a spot for an Andrew Cogliano to come back? We'll talk about that a little bit more when we wrap up, after we talk about Blake Como. Go ahead and grade Cogliano's season. I think I'm gonna give it a C-. This may be a product of his own, you know, how impressed I was, you know, with him in the postseason and in the season last year and that entire line. But I did not feel like they were nearly as influential this season as they had been in past years. Defensively, I thought they weren't as sharp. I thought that they struggled to control the game a little bit more this year. And so, you know, I don't know. I just did not feel like that they were quite as solid this season as they were in previous years. But we'll continue talking about him. We'll talk about Blake Como right around the corner here on the Locked On Stars podcast. Before we do, Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season's in full swing. You can track the action at Bet Online. Get the latest news, odds, and info for your sporting needs, including MLB, NBA, NHL, and all your UFC, MMA action. Before the next pitch, head on to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest info. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. This is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website, use your mobile device today to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit when you use promo code LOCKEDON. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. Back here at the Locked On Stars podcast, we're evaluating Andrew Cogliano and Blake Como. We did Cogliano in the B block. We're now on to Blake Como, his line mate most of the time, and obviously a similar kind of forward with some similar traits, although obviously a bigger, more physical forward, but a similar forward in what the goal was when he was on the ice. Blake Como, obviously one of the Stars' best defensive forwards as well, part of that same checking line. Como obviously also a heavy penalty killer for this Dallas Stars team, one of their best penalty killing forwards who was sorely missed at points during the postseason last year. The Stars definitely could have used him at different opportunities last season in the playoffs and missed out on him a couple of times, which was tough, and the void was definitely very visible. Como's in a similar boat to Cogliano, a little bit older, 35, just turned 35 back in February. On that line, though, the same line, that FCC line, checking forward, pace setter, tempo setter, kind of an edge setter, right? A physical forward. We saw Blake Como get into his fair share of dust-ups this season. We saw Blake Como throw the body around quite a bit this season. You know, when you evaluate these guys, and it's tough because, you know, as you start to dive more and more into it, there's a case to be made that maybe they were better than some of the surface level numbers showed, right? You were obviously, you look at Como's numbers on the year. Blake Como finished this season with 51 games played, 14 points, 4 goals, 10 assists. He was a minus 13 this season, 37 penalty minutes skated, almost 16 minutes a night, 15 minutes, 44 seconds a night, 18 blocks, 106 hits, which was just one under his total from last season. You know, on the surface, the minus 13 stands out, but you know, there's a case that you can make, and it includes Cogliano, that maybe these guys were you know, somewhat unfortunate, because if you just come from natural stat trick and look at this right now, you know, when these guys were on the ice together, their goals for versus goals against was a minus 10, 11 goals for, 21 goals against. Now you look at their expected goals for versus their expected goals against this season, and it is a drastic change, 17.69 expected goals for together versus 14.66 expected goals against. They were actually expected to be in the positive, yet they were a minus 10 when they were on the ice together. So, you know, it's one of those things, and it's roughly the same, you know, with Como, with Cogliano, without. It's a similar kind of setup that these guys were, you know, there's a case that maybe they were, you know, unfortunate at different times. You know, we know that the goalie play wasn't outstanding for the Stars this season. And so you have to account maybe that, you know, that came into a little bit. You look at individual expected goals for Blake Como, and it was expected goals for, and it was where was it? I lost it for just a second. 5.89. You know, so you know, you look at it and you kind of wonder, you know, was this a situation where was a situation where they were a little bit unlucky? Because, you know, I started talking about Andrew Cogliano, and you start to kind of continue to dive into it, and you know, now I'm starting to even go back on myself a little bit, and I wonder if I'm a little bit too harsh, because you got to remember, these guys start most of their shifts in the defensive zone. They're not coming out in advantageous situations. They're usually getting on the ice in a situation where they're struggling. So when you look at some of the possession metrics and everything like that, the fact that they're lower is not necessarily surprising, because a lot of time they're entering in a situation where they're trying to hold the line. They're not trying to, you know, take control and score. They're trying to you know, shift momentum or hold up momentum for the other team. And so, You know, there's some numbers that show that they were a little bit better, but there was also some instances where it just felt and it just looked like they were just a little bit off, and they just weren't quite what we had seen when we saw that FCC line at their peak. And you know, like I said, I'm willing to admit that a lot of that was probably due to some line shuffling like we saw this year. We saw a ton of it. But you look at Cogliano and Blake Como this season, these guys skated 512 minutes 40 seconds to be exact on the ice. Blake Como skated 512 minutes 40 seconds on the ice with Andrew Cogliano, only 174 minutes without Andrew Cogliano. So these guys were largely together for most of the year. And while you know some of the more expected goals and the possession metrics show that maybe they weren't terrible, there was a sense that line was not as sharp as it could have been, and it did at times hinder the Stars more than maybe it should have, and it wasn't as smooth when they did get some checking going. It wasn't as smooth transitioning from that to offense. It was kind of just continue checking, and there wasn't like this take control of the puck, take possession, and then set up the offense, and so maybe that's what I'm trying to get after. I gave Cogliano a C-, maybe that's a little bit harsh. Probably going to give Como a C, just because he skated more minutes, skated almost 16 minutes a night, I believe that's about 3 minutes more than Cogliano did. Obviously he's a very accomplished penalty killer, physical player. But really, all this encompasses, because this year, while it matters in the context of these two players, it doesn't, because they're not under contract for next year. So unless they were amazing, the Stars really aren't losing out on anything. It's just a matter of, are they going to bring one of these guys back? And the conversation is the same, right, with Como and with Cogliano. We've talked about it. We talked about it in the B block. The top six spots on this team are mapped out, right? Probably, if everybody's healthy, you would expect one of your top two lines is going to be Robertson, hence Pavelski. The other one's going to be Ben, Sagan, Radulov. Now you've got Joel Kiviranta. You've got Denis Gurianov. You've got Radek Foxa. You've got Ty Dellandrea. There's four forwards that you think are probably going to be in the lineup for taking over those bottom six spots. So now you're starting to map that out. Jason Dickinson doesn't go in the expansion draft like we think he might. If he is still here next year, which if he doesn't go, I think the Stars would be more than happy to have him back. Now you're talking about five spots that are filled with one spot left to go. Is there an opportunity? Certainly, I think there would be an opportunity to bring in a forward out of free agency, maybe a couple. Is it one of these two guys, or are the Stars going to go, you know what, we think we can take care of the checking side of things. Let's go try to pick up a guy who can score at the bottom of our lineup, a depth score. I think that's the concern with these two, because I think you look at it and you go, okay, Radek Foxa, obviously we'll stay on that checking line. You want to see a better year from him. He wasn't great this year, but maybe with some more guys who are a little less checking minded, a little more offensive minded, trying to find that that balance, maybe those numbers go up a little bit. You look at a guy, Joel Kiviranta. He is a physical forward with some scoring ability. Does he fit alongside Radek Foxa? Does Ty Dellandrea, a guy who is a good a good two-way player, has some stuff to learn, because he obviously he struggled at times this year, but I think has the potential to be a good two-way player. Does he fit alongside Radek Foxa? He's creative. He's obviously put up a ton of points in the OHL. Is he somebody that fits there? And then you've got Denis Gurianov, who obviously wouldn't be on that line, but he starts to fill out the other lines. And so you run into scenarios where ideally, I think there's in an ideal world for Cogliano and Como, there's three spots available that aren't already marked down. Kiviranta, Faxa, Gurianov are already written in pen for next year in a spot. Ty Dellandrea, I think, is not far out of that mix. And then you've got guys, you've got your other young guys that are going to be back next year, that some of them are RFAs this year. Offseason, some of them are still under contract in some form or fashion, but your Camanos, Rhett Gardner, Tanner Caro, some of these guys that could be, at least whether they're long shots or not, are going to be scrapping out from those spots. And then you look at, what free agents are out there that the Stars may or may not be interested in. I don't know that they're going to go chase one of these top guys. I know Alexander Ovechkin's a free agent, and Taylor Hall and some of those guys, but I think there are some depth possibilities. I think they will have a little bit of room to maybe try to go get a depth forward, score somebody who can produce at the bottom. And so I don't know that there's a way to bring back either of those two guys. You look at Cogliano made over $3 million this year. Como made, I believe it was $2.5 million. Let me pull it back up. Como made, where is that? Yeah, $2.4 million. Neither of those guys, I mean, that's a lot of money to tie up into, checking line forwards, that I think you're not going to see that massive of a drop in production if you go with an internal guy. I mean, you know, does a line of Kiviranta, Faxa, and Dellandrea drop off that much from Como, Faxa, and Cogliano? You know, defensively, I think a little bit, but I think it brings a lot more potential offensively as well. I think Kiviranta is a much better goal scorer than Cogliano and Como. I think Dellandrea's got more creativity than either of those guys, and I think it opens up Faxa to do some different things. So, you know, is that better? And then if it is, then you're talking about, okay, so we're not going to get defensive forwards, or maybe we go get two-way forwards, but we want guys who can produce and score goals and can, you know, influence the team in other ways. So I don't think, to put it short, I don't think there's a path back for either of these guys next season. We'll have to see, but both of them over 30, both of them in their mid-30s now, and you know, whatever you make of this season, you know, I thought it was a little bit down from what we saw last year, but even if you, you know, if you disagree with that point, I don't think it was so much that you're going, there's no way that the Stars can't replace these guys internally or with cheaper options and get similar level production from these guys. So we'll have to see how that all plays out. We'll obviously, free agency, I think, will be interesting for Dallas. I think free agency, no, I don't think they're going to chase one of the big dogs. I don't think they're not going to have the money, but I do think that they could really mix it up, and I think they can make some low level moves that could be impactful this offseason. So that's gonna be all for this episode, though. We'll be back tomorrow with more of these player evaluations, and then Friday we're doing a mailbag. If you have a question, send it in at Locked On Stars. Just tweet it at me. We don't really have much. We got some other stuff from Locker Room, so we'll fire that stuff at you. But if you got a question, I would love to do a full mailbag episode. I don't know if we're going to get there, but I'd love to do a full mailbag episode. So fire those questions away at Locked On Stars on Twitter. But that's good all for this episode. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back tomorrow with more player evals. Until then, enjoy the playoff hockey tonight, and I'll talk to you soon.